Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Happy Friday.
Oh, I feel fabulous on this Friday.
I hate Mondays, but I love Fridays.
There's another thing that if you drink too much coffee, it'll give you narcolepsy.
It's Friday.
It's been an amazing week.
You ready to get this party started?
Ready for the weekend.
Turn on. Tune in.
Turn it up.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
The moon is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
There you go. Isn't that the way to kick off the final show of 2022?
I love it.
Right before Christmas. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2413 as we wrap up the year.
Yes,
it's 6:07 Friday morning.
Yes, and we are wrapping up our year today. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, if you're asking, well, no. Yes, we are. We're off next week.
Yeah, all next week. Bob Bishop.
Yes.
Will be filling in for the final time.
I know. I was just discussing that on Facebook Live. He is retiring. We had a little, send-off yesterday that Mike O'Brien put together. It was really, really nice. It was fun. It was just a blast.
Mm-hmm. So this will be his last run as he fills in for Wendy this week and of course, next week for us.
But, he's worked very hard trying to get out this door.
He's tried it a couple of times. Just hasn't worked. All right.
He's pulling me back in.
A busy morning. We have a lot of stuff to cover. Of course, a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour, the Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets we have to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Going to share some of our visit with comedian Adam Ferrara, who, by the way, is going to be in town New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
So if you want to bring in the new year with a yuck or...
Yeah.
In a good mood.
Absolutely.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he is. Good actor.
So we will share some of our visit. He is. He's been a couple of great TV shows.
Yeah.
Does movies, stand-up comedy, and everything else. So we will share some of that with you a little bit later on this morning. And the Rebels got a win.
Yeah, they did.
So got to catch up with sports later this hour. Sunshine today and through the weekend. They say it's going to be really nice as we're watching other parts of the country and the weather. East and up in the northwest. Where my daughter, God bless her, trying to get down here to Vegas for Christmas.
I know, she's been trying to get here most of the week. Jeez.
Since Tuesday.
That's crazy.
But for us, sunshine today and through the holiday weekend, highs in the low to mid 60s.
Okay.
No mention of snow.
No, we'll take that. So, we'll take that right there.
We'll be fine. We'll 39 now.
I get all my news from the radio.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Well, speaking of that cold, I mentioned earlier in the week that Florida may freeze, and they're going to. They say that now, if you're listening in Florida, Floridians, they say you need to watch out for falling lizards during the polar vortex.
What?
Yep, lizards, they're in the trees, but they get very sluggish when it's cold, and they fall off their perches. So I think they just, it's so bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they say the lizards, they're stunned. They're not dead. They're just not being...
They're stunned.
Stunned! They're not used to being cold, Mike.
Well, they're not used to falling either.
No, they're not. And that's what they say if they do. If one falls on your head, they fall from trees all the time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
No, okay,
I didn't know. In Florida. But they said it's going to hurt because not that they're necessarily frozen, they're just dead weight now. If they fall from trees, otherwise they kind of know and whoa.
Yeah.
But, so be careful.
Oh, my God.
In Florida.
We know a couple of people in Florida. We got to make a call and find out about this.
Yes, we do.
Falling lizards.
I know. And listen, 'tis the season. Women are more likely to get pregnant during the holidays.
Oh, boy.
Why? Well, November, December, big months. Cooler climates, especially people less likely to go out as much in the winter. You can see why by the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And more time at home, to make the babies. And people are always feeling a little more, romantic and all of that stuff during the holidays. So, yes, there's more of a closeness during the holidays. So do be careful eating prunes during the holidays. That can prevent a large weight gain. I mean, they've done big research.
That can prevent you from getting pregnant, too.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Over a 12-week period, prune eaters, they consumed, they ate less, they lost weight. They say there is no negative side effect to it. You may be, you know, a little more regular, certainly, and that's probably why you lose the weight. And here it is, the last joke of the week.
You ready, people?
For you.
Here you
to
go.
Use this one. More for, let's see, I'll go PG-13 today. Mike, why did Santa send his daughter off to college?
I don't know, Carla. Why did Santa send his daughter off to college?
Wanted to keep her off the North Pole.
Keep her off.
The North Pole. Okay. Especially for Vegas.
That's a freebie, by the way.
It is, and I thought you would appreciate that right here in our own home city, in our own home state. It is Friday, Christmas Eve. A few things you should know.
Big news down in Florida. Lizards, iguanas.
Yes.
Falling out of the trees. Now,
making this up.
Ron is a good friend of ours, lives right there in Naples. We got him on the phone in Naples, Florida. Ron, what's going on down in Florida?
So we have an abundance of iguanas that were at one time people's pets that have managed over the years to breed and multiply. You know, same thing with snakes. We got a large population of python snakes too, and they actually pay people to take the snakes by the foot out of the swamps down here. But the iguanas, in the wintertime, I think it's around 40 degrees or so. They freeze and they just freeze in place.
See?
If they're hanging out in the trees holding on to the limbs, they just tend to fall right out and thump people in the head and land on cars and sidewalks and whatever else is underneath. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You thought I made it up.
I thought you had to worry about in Florida was falling coconuts.
Yeah. Oh, please.
And actually, one of the highest areas for that is right around our office in Naples. That's one of the areas with a higher population. So we see them all the time. We have big palm trees. We're on the second floor, and we have palm trees that are, you know, probably 20 feet in our back, and we back up to a lake, so the palm trees around the lake. But the iguanas they'll be right outside the windows, literally, you know,
well,
feet away. Some of these, they're like small alligators. They can grow 2-3 feet long.
Wow.
So if you're in Florida, put the helmet on.
You have to take a jacket and a sweater everywhere you go, and usually end up leaving them wherever you took them to.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I won't need that again.
Right. Well, Ron, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Give our best to your family and everybody else down in Naples.
And to you all in Las Vegas, too. We miss you all.
That is crazy.
It is
you
crazy.
You just got to be careful.
Clunk. What the hell? Oh, God.
They just freeze right in place on the tree.
That's it. Yeah.
And fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right, Rebels, big win last night. We'll talk about that and some other sports news in about 7-8 minutes. Looking forward to the long holiday weekend. Should be nice. Sports-wise, UNLV got a win last night, Carla. Beating Southern Miss 64-63. You know, Southern Miss was 11-1. It was a tough team.
Man, we were having a great season.
They got the win. Rebels are now 11-1 themselves. Next game, Wednesday night, next week on the road, taking on San Jose State. This is when they start conference play, so hopefully they can keep the winning going.
Yeah.
Vegas Golden Knights home tonight against St. Louis. T-Mobile Arena, puck drops at 7, and then we've been talking about it all week long. Raiders hoping to extend that winning streak. What is it, at 1?
At 1, yes, to 2, Mike. Wow. Hoping to get that second one.
That last win was nuts, but a win's a win, right?
Yes, absolutely.
They take on Pittsburgh in Steelertown, and that's going to be Christmas Eve, late afternoon, 5:15 kickoff.
Okay, great. Nice.
So hopefully we all, as fans, we get a Christmas present. So.
Yeah, that would be nice, huh?
And your Lions, I don't know what's going on with your Lions.
I don't know. We're going to see.
Now they're talking about the playoffs in Motown.
I don't know what to even say about that. I really don't. It scares me. We play tomorrow as well. Panthers. The Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is when it gets to the NFL season about this time. Yeah. There are games on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And leading up to the playoffs, so we'll see what happens. But there you go. Quick look at sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the day before Christmas Eve.
Yes, it is.
I brought you in your gift.
And, I know, and I brought yours.
I love it. Haven't opened it yet, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I will tell you, you can't tell by the box. It's not a bicycle.
No, I noticed that. It's okay.
And
it's
I feel bad I didn't give you a card.
Oh, please, don't worry about it.
Is that a big deal?
I was saying that. No, sometimes it's just a vehicle to put something in. That's all. That's all. No. It's not a big deal.
And I think there's only been one time that we've opened the gifts on the air because...
I know, we usually bring them home because I
To be honest, it doesn't mean anything to anybody listening that we're opening gifts from each other, so...
It was different when there was a edge trimmer.
Well, I got you the edger.
Yes, that's right. And the power washer. Right. Yes. Yes.
Because if you don't know the story, Carla went through a breakup.
Yeah, yeah.
And the and other person.
The edge trimmer. And they moved into an apartment. So why? Why?
It's almost like she took it just in spite of you.
I'm wondering, is there,
you know what? I'll take that.
That begs the question.
You.
Did anyone take that one thing that you really, you looked at and said, you're kidding. Either I need that, or that was mine, or you know that was my favorite?
An extension cord I had.
See?
In the garage. I went back to get some of my stuff.
Oh, see?
I go, where's the cord? Oh. My ex came over to pick up the kids, and he took it.
Okay, see, No, that's my extension cord.
And it's not even about the cord.
No, it's not. It's the principle.
And it's not about the edge trimmer.
No, it was the principle of the thing. Why would you take my can opener? That was my can opener. I like that can opener. My mother gave me the can opener.
You don't even like cans.
Yeah, you don't even eat anything out of a can.
So why would you take it?
Oh, it's just, they know, and they just, and you know if you split up with Jody today, there's something, there'd be something that you would take, and she'd say, well, whoa, why that?
Oh, she has a great story about the Hootie.
The
Blowfish.
Yeah, that's right.
She's told you that story about this CD.
I love that.
I bought the Hootie.
The fact that it was Hootie is even better. Oh, the only thing that would make that story better is if it was Nickelback. But
and I don't think that would even make it better.
No.
Could be any band for that matter.
Hootie. No, I want my Hootie.
I know. We get so picky through a breakup, especially around the holidays.
Well, what sucked
like that,
was I needed that shortly
you
after,
did.
Too. It was like I was doing my lawn still, and it was like, where?
Well,
no,
that's why I bought it for you.
I know, and I use it. Oh, I use it.
All
yeah.
Right. Laura's on the phone. What's going on, Laura?
Yeah, hi. I just called to wish you both a very Merry Christmas.
Of course you can say Merry Christmas.
Healthy New Year for you both, okay?
Same to you.
Love to you guys. Love you.
We appreciate you, Laura. Thanks for sticking with us.
You betcha. Happy New Year, you guys.
Last show before the new year for us.
Yes, it is.
Bob Bishop filling in all next week for us. 7:25. Mark's on the phone. How are you this morning, Mark?
I'm great, guys. Merry Christmas. I inherited my grandmother's sterling silver flatware, and my ex and I broke up, and I didn't realize until like a week after she had left, she had taken all the forks out of an 8-piece flatware set, an 8-person flatware set.
And why do I get the impression it was so valuable and probably that old where you couldn't replace them?
Oh, my. 1927.
Oh.
Yeah. Silver flatware.
Oh, that's just pure evil.
Yeah.
Pure evil.
You know what? And that just gives you, that just proves to you, yes, it was a good decision to break up with that B, because right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, Mark, did you ever get him back?
I did not.
Oh,
and
man.
People just kept asking me, you know what? You should call the police. It's a very valuable set of flatware. It's sterling silver. It's from the 20s. You should have her arrested. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to bring that kind of drama and karma into my life. So I'll just let it go.
God, had I known earlier, you know, Mark, I have a history of breaking into places when nobody's looking.
Yes, evidently, Carla, before I knew her, had this life of crime.
Yes. Yes, you know, that whole Ocean's 11 thing? Well, you know.
She was 13, 14, and 15.
What's the one Sandra Bullock did? Ocean's 8?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, like to think I was the inspiration for that when I stole that first Christmas tree.
Mark, Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening,
yes,
and have
Mark.
A great holiday.
Good karma,
thank
friend.
Thank you, guys. You do a great job. I love listening to you in the morning.
Yeah, we just started talking about those breakups where the other takes something. They don't need it. They really don't want it, but they just take it because they know it means so much to you.
Yeah, yes, yeah. One of our listeners actually wrote in and said, I had a Rolling Stones T-shirt that I came into our relationship with. We were together about 10 years. And he took his stuff, and he took my Rolling Stones T-shirt. He knew that was mine.
Yeah.
He knew that I loved it. Uh-huh. And I fought to get that back, and I got it back about a year and a half later.
Okay. It took that long.
I don't
long.
Know how, but yes.
Because that's how much it means to
you. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people just say, screw it.
Yeah, I know.
You know
I
what?
Know.
Fine, take it.
Yeah,
you're
fine.
That kind
take
of person.
It, yeah, good, fine.
All right, you want the hoodie story? Everybody
oh, yeah,
want the hoodie
that.
Story?
Yeah, yeah.
The hoodie story with Jody and her ex. She's on the phone. Go ahead, tell the story.
We were splitting up stuff, and he said, I should get half of the CDs. And I said, you never paid for one CD. He said, I bought the hoodie.
Oh, boy.
And so it just happened to be right in front of me, and I took the case, and I used to be a thrower, so I said, here's your hoodie.
That's great.
And it went flying.
And from that time on, she has never been a fan of hoodie.
That's so I was going to say,
well,
too.
No, it's not like I'm not a hoodie fan. It just brings back that whole, really?
And I was going to say, Jody, even if anybody wasn't a thrower, in that case, we'd have become one.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And it wasn't a toss. I got the impression it wasn't a toss.
No.
CD cases had sharp edges, too.
They do.
Like in that James Bond movie where the guy threw the hat.
Oh, please,
And it chopped off the head of a cement statue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was like that, unfortunately.
She doesn't do that anymore. She doesn't throw anymore.
No, that's a great story,
we,
though.
We nipped that in the bud real quick when we started living together.
Yes, we came to an understanding.
Yes,
no
right?
throwing.
Yeah, I get it.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Everybody has a story, don't they? Friday morning, of course. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard stops in. This will be your last visit of the year, right?
It is. And look, I wore my Darth Vader Christmas sweater.
I love that.
So, Jeff, as we wrap up the year, I mean, what are we watching now?
Well, there's a great family film in the theaters that's opening up this weekend. It's Puss in Boots. You know, Antonio Banderas is back.
Rave reviews is
it
getting.
It is hysterical, you guys. It's called The Last Wish.
Uh-huh.
Now, it seems that Puss in Boots, you know, if you watched all the Shrek movies, he spent 8 of his 9 lives. Now he's on the mythical quest for this magical wish to extend his life. And I'm telling you, it blends all different kinds of animation styles. You got like anime in there. You've got, it's like almost like a horror film at times. It's got an all-star cast, you know, with John Mulaney and Salma Hayek. And I'm telling you, there's so much in this for adults. I mean, it's one of my favorite movies this year.
I was
really
going to ask you, is it more for adults, even though animated, than kids?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It really is. You know, and I think that adults are going to get really good big kick out of it. And you know what? Antonio Banderas is so funny in this.
And you have to say his name like that.
You have to. You can say Antonio Banderas. You got to say Antonio Banderas.
He said, I saw an interview with him recently, and he said he's still really insecure about his accent.
Oh, no.
And his English.
Seriously?
Yes.
What makes him a star?
Yeah, it does.
Look at
it
Ricky Ricardo, Desi Arnaz.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I couldn't imagine it without that accent.
No,
it's awesome.
No.
All right.
So check it out. It's from DreamWorks and Universal. It's fantastic.
Cool.
Also, we have a movie that's on Apple TV Plus. It's streaming right now with Jennifer Lawrence and Brian Tyree Henry called Call Causeway, and it deals with trauma and how people deal with trauma. Jennifer Lawrence is a returning vet from Afghanistan, and it's about her trying to come back to life and deal with her family, and everything is based in New Orleans. And she meets Brian Tyree Henry, who runs a mechanic shop, who's dealing with his own trauma from a car accident. Jeez, so it's about these two people who have nothing in common except trauma that learn how to deal with this. Wow. So it's really powerful. So I love Jennifer Lawrence.
So do I.
And she hasn't been around for a while, and this is coming roaring back. Watch for an Oscar nomination, you know, in a few weeks about this movie.
Okay.
It's on Apple TV Plus. And finally, Jose Andres, you know, he has three or four restaurants here in town, Bizarre Meats and all these incredible restaurants. He has a new series with his daughters on Discovery Plus where he's traveling Spain with his family. And I'm telling you, it is so much fun. And man, you just can don't watch it hungry, because he, you know, he shows you all these incredible dishes. He's from Spain, so he shows you his culture. He shows all the dishes. Also, his world kitchen that he does. He feeds the world. I had a chance to interview him and his daughters, and I'm just like, and then I told him I was embarrassed being a Las Vegas native that I haven't been to his restaurants yet. So hopefully I put the hint out there. So he invited me.
Right?
He invited me, so we'll see if it happens.
Man, the mouths that he fed during the pandemic was amazing.
And
one last thing before we wrap this up for the year. Mm-hmm. A Christmas classic that you would suggest everybody see.
One of my favorites?
To you.
You know what really resonates with me, I watch every year, is especially when I was a kid, I'm a musical fan, right?
Right.
So I love the movie Scrooge with Albert Finney. It's like 100 versions of Scrooge out
there. I know, but no.
This is the one, you know, Father Christmas, and, you know.
Get the right one.
Yes. Thank you very much. And all that. So check out
Scrooge. It's been a great year. Thank you for everything.
Yes.
Thank you for the cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to take advantage and check out the great interviews over the past 12 months with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, sign up for his YouTube channel, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, happy holidays. Happy New Year.
And thanks so much for a great year, too. So I'll see you next year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We're just having the Christmas holiday over the weekend. Or is it? I don't know.
No, well, I think it's easier for people, you know, to go back to work, especially being on a Sunday. I think it's much easier for people to go back to work when it's on like a Tuesday or something.
Yeah, it's the middle of the week or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
So Christmas is on Sunday, and then, but a lot of people will have that Monday off.
Yes, that's
same
right.
For New Year's Eve weekend or New Year's weekend the following weekend, where Monday is the observed holiday and everybody goes back and starts the new year at work.
Yes.
On Tuesday. Going to be in town New Year's Eve at the, where's Adam going to be?
Over at the Suncoast, in the big Suncoast Theater over there for Bonkers Comedy,
And you've played that room. It's a great room.
Oh, it's such a great room. Oh, my God, he's going to have a ball.
Comedian Adam Ferrara, a good friend of ours who has been on some great TV shows.
Yeah.
Done a couple of movies, but just a funny guy and a good guy.
Yes,
we shared some time with him. The entire visit on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. But we will share some of that visit in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Plus some entertainment news. Carla's take, what do you got?
Yeah, well, you know, Ben Affleck was caught doing something he should not have been doing.
Uh-oh.
And also, Kate Middleton. She's very, very upset about the Harry and Meghan thing, and I'll tell you why. It's a little different.
All right. Details on those stories. Another entertainment news coming up here in a bit. Sunshine today. And through the weekend, they say it should be nice. It looks like it's clearing up even some of the clouds.
Bad.
High in the low 60s, low to mid 60s today and through the weekend. Got 42 now. Let's hit it. Come on, Richard.
Yowza.
Woo! Photographers caught Ben Affleck smoking.
Ooh.
Even though J-Lo hates that he smokes, she's told him to quit. She's asked him to quit.
Oh, man.
A few times. And sources say, you know what? He's given up a lot of his vices over the years. but he just can't seem to get rid of the cigarettes.
Come here, Ben.
Yeah.
There, yes. I'll take that.
Yes, a frozen iguana. yeah, it's one of his guilty pleasures. Something that Jennifer just might have to learn to live with. Remember Chandler and, yeah, and Friends always sneaking the smokes here and there?
Yeah. I had a cousin who lived up in Mankato, Minnesota, and he smoked, but his wife told him, I don't care if you smoke. That's fine. But you can't do it in the house.
God. Well, yeah.
And in wintertime.
Yeah.
Wintertime?
Yeah.
I said, how does that work out? He goes, I don't smoke as much.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet.
But it's 30 below with the windshield factor.
Especially these people. And I know you're out there. You have one here and there. You have a couple here and there. And it's, how do you not just quit? But maybe that is your guilty pleasure. Maybe that's your ice cream.
And everybody tells us because you
I know.
We've never smoked. It's harder to give up than people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it, Ben. Hang in there. Hang in there, J-Lo. Kate Middleton, very upset with Prince Harry after that whole Netflix documentary. But she's upset. She feels hurt and betrayed because they were really close. They were very, very close. And, you know, they are reacting without reacting. Now, people are wondering when, you know, Prince William is going to say something. And they say he's probably not. He's not going to, retaliate or something? No, he's not. They
Good
said
for
he's
him.
Remaining dignified and just getting on with his job.
Right.
That's all.
Whatever that is.
Yes, he's working, Mike.
Oh, he's working. Okay.
Them. He's working. Brittany Griner says she absolutely wants to play in the WNBA again. A lot of people asking. She said, I want to make one thing clear. I intend to play basketball again for the Phoenix Mercury. And in doing so, I want to be able to say thank you to those of you who advocated, wrote, and posted for me and just kept me in your thoughts, you know. So she will probably be playing again. I'm sure she wants to play more than ever now.
And I bet you if she does.
Yeah.
That will be the biggest crowd to ever see a WNBA game.
Yes,
exactly. And not just to see her play.
No.
But if they do the national anthem.
Oh, man. Oh.
What she does during that.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that a big deal?
Yes, it was a big deal. I'll bet it's different this time around. Quite honestly, I'm surprised that the Aces haven't reached out and said, can we nab her? Can we get her? Because Vegas is so good at doing those little, you know, wait, what? We got, hold on.
No, I think the Aces they're saying we're fine with our team.
We are absolutely
fine. We just won the title.
Well, Cher's friends aren't fine. They're worried about Cher dating the younger man.
No.
She's 76. He's like 36. And her friends said, you know, she's in over her head.
What?
And they're concerned. They think that, you know, he's just in it for the money and all that. And, you know, one friend said, you know what? So it's a winter fling. Let her have fun. Just don't get carried away.
It's a winter
fling. A winter fling. I'm pretty sure Cher's fine. I'm pretty sure she's fine and she can see things at face value if that's what she needs to see. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're going to tell me this woman is like, wait, what? What? There's a guy that might want me for my money? Wait a minute. Hold on. Cher, honey, are you getting what you need out of this relationship?
My father married up your chair.
Yeah.
My mother's people were ashamed.
Yeah, I grew my hair out like hers. I wanted to be her. Down the middle.
As is just her winter fling. Now comes springtime.
Yeah, that's right. Toss him. Get yourself a 40-year-old. Huh, Cher?
Okay. Well, you know what? She's at that age. Do what you want.
Whatever. You're Cher again. You are Cher.
Yeah.
Okay? Go for it, baby. It is Friday, and that is my take. If it's anything on our show, hit it up all next week while we're gone. 96.3KKLZ.com.
Earlier, our good friend comedian Adam Ferrara coming to Vegas New Year's Eve night over at the Suncoast. Two shows. Got him on the phone.
Adam, you have been a busy, busy man. And, you know, I remember you were hosting Top Gear, by the way. And then I did a little reading on you. Can you basically, Adam, rebuild an engine?
No, not even close. I can tell you how it works. But there's no way I can't wrench. Here's the thing. I love cars because my dad was my hero, and my dad could fix anything. So every time I want to spend time with him, who's working on the car? So he explained things to me. But we quickly found out with my mechanical ability, my job was to hold the light. So that's what I was. Yeah, I tried once. I really did. We were working on something, and wrenches were falling, oil was leaking, blood was spurting. It wasn't going well. And my father came over. He took a long drag off his Lucky, and then he put his hand on my shoulder and said, son, you're going to have to get a job, and you're going to have to work at something for the rest of your life.
Because you're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah, this is not it.
Yeah, what did I read? This was a while ago, but you broke your arm or dislocated your shoulder doing the show?
Oh, yeah, I got banged up. We all did. Tanner wrenched his back coming down a ski slope in a Mitsubishi Evo. Rutt, third or fourth episode we had, we raced these trophy trucks in Arizona. They drew little Mazdas with these rotary engines in them, and they fly. They're like flying sofas. They fly through the air, and they got like 10 inches of suspension travel, and you race them off-road. So Rutt was actually in the race, and during the practice run, he endoed it. It went end over end and flipped it, and the ambulance came out on the track, and they took him away, and I was so nervous and scared for him. I ran across the live track. I ran across one of the turns to get to where the ambulance went out. Yeah, so we were all banged up. That's what, I jumped the caddy about 40 feet in the air.
I saw
on
that.
On our second episode.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to do it. But everyone asked me, after we did that, was that really you or a stunt guy? I'm like, this is basic cable. We didn't have money for lunch. You think we had a stunt budget?
Well, Adam Ferrara, we love catching up with you. Going to be in town New Year's Eve, Suncoast. If you want to yuck it up, bring in the new year on a high note, go see Adam Ferrara.
Yeah, great room. Yeah. It's going to be a really, really fun night. And I do believe two shows, 9 o'clock?
7:30 and 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be obviously done by midnight, or in bed before midnight, if you prefer.
Nah, we're gonna ring it. It's gonna be a great 2023 for all of us. A happy and healthy for everybody. All right, we all live long and prosper.
All this week, our Christmas gift to you: tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Have another pair to give away. The operative word being peppers, chili peppers. So there's three songs. They all have to do with food.
Yes.
All you have
absolutely.
To do is identify each song by title in order. Here's song number one. When I'm in port, I get what I need. All right. And song number two. And finally, song number three. All songs that have to do with food.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that.
Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Here you go. One more time. Song number 1. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Here is song number 2. And song number 3. Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. A chance to win these tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All three songs have something to do with food. Just tell us the name of the song in order by title. Song number 1. When I'm in port, I get what I need. All right, and song number 2. Here it is. And last but not least, song number 3. All right, all you have to do is name the songs by title in order. Got Rick on the phone. Rick, can you do it?
No, I haven't won in forever.
Oh, good, good, Rick.
All right, Rick, name all three songs in order by title. Number 1.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
All right,
Jimmy
number...
Buffett. I'll even name the artist.
No, don't. Have... Well, fine. Number 2.
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
Name the artist.
Van Halen.
Yes, okay. And number 3.
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Oh, well, you're going to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, my friend.
Allegiant Stadium awesome. On April 1st when they come to town from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We're going to tell you how the tickets get to you.
That's a heck of a Christmas present. Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, Rick, Merry Christmas.
Hang on the line. Yeah. For everybody else, there's still a bonus chance to win on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com or wait for Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush. She'll have another pair at 12:40.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is just wild. And there's a local take on this whole story as far as you're concerned.
Okay.
Listen to this. Pulled from a sunken trunk at an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina.
Right.
Work pants that auction officials describe as the oldest known pair of jeans in the world.
Really?
They've sold for over $114,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, the reason I bring this up is the white heavy-duty miner's pants with a five-button fly were among 270 Gold Rush-era artifacts that sold for nearly $1 million up in Reno last weekend.
Oh, my God. Wow.
According to this, these collectors that have these auctions.
That's a big deal. Wow.
Yeah, this is up in Reno.
Okay.
Now, there's a disagreement about whether the price of pants have any ties to the father of modern-day blue jeans, Levi Strauss, of course.
Right.
Which, by the way, have a plant right here in Las Vegas.
That's right.
As they predate by 16 years, the first pair officially manufactured by Levi Strauss back in 1873.
That's cool.
But anyways, to see...
That's cool.
You could probably sell these pants without saying anything for about $150 at a high fashion store right now.
Right. Now, they're some original. They're originals.
Yeah.
They're
faded.
Them.
They're torn. They're ripped.
Yes, that's right.
They cost about $150.
They're custom now, Mike. Those are custom-made jeans.
Remember
now.
When your mom would say, "Hey, I got a hole in my knee. Can you patch it up?"
You had to put the patch on. Yeah.
And sometimes she'd either sew or iron from the inside out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was a big deal. You didn't have holes in your pants.
No.
Now we pay extra for holes in our pants, Mike, because we can't get them just right.
From a shipwreck.
Wow.
From 1857. Off the coast of North Carolina.
God, that is really cool.
Yeah.
All right, I like it.
I'm surprised Kim Kardashian didn't buy them.
Yeah, no. Well, she would wear them, too, if she bought them.
They would become fashionable.
Oh, my God, I love it. I can't top that. I just have sad news, and that is that in Texas, a man kidnapped baby Jesus.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he'd been watching one of his, like, neighborhood people. They had a nativity scene, and he was caught on camera, just kind of looking around, walked up, stole baby Jesus, and ran like hell to get out of there. Yeah, they have a lead, but they can't find the guy. They couldn't get a good, view of his face either.
Face wreck.
They couldn't get the good face recognition, or face wreck, excuse me, Mike, I'll keep it short.
I watch all the shows.
Yes, that's right, the forensic. What do they call? They have forensic accountants. They have forensic investigators. All sorts of them. They couldn't get a good view of that face. So baby Jesus is still gone.
Still on the lam.
Yeah, and if you have a nativity scene, well, no, baby Jesus is not on the lam.
Oh.
There's just a lam now.
That's it.
Just a lam, no baby Jesus. I hope they can find baby Jesus before Saturday. That would help.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed Friday. Christmas around the corner. Your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to start that workday, that weekend, that Christmas weekend, off on a more positive note. And since this is the last bit of good news we will do for the year, I just really want to say thank you to you guys who listen to us every single day. I should say who put up with us every single day, Mike, and call us and thank us and remind us of what we have done wrong and what we have done right. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. So you keep us sticking around. You keep listening. You know what? We appreciate you guys more than you could possibly ever know.
And for those that take the time to text in on whatever we're talking about, we thank you very much. We thank you for your help during Project H2O as we tried to buy the Salvation Army's Angel Tree. We thank you very much.
We thank you for Pause in the Park.
Yes.
Making that happen along with us and adopting every animal they brought out there that day.
And for your continued thoughts and prayers for Morty, what he's going through as well. So despite what we've all been going through this past year, as we look back, hopefully in some way, shape, or form, despite what you might be going through this past year, we made you smile. We made you think. Have a great Christmas, a great New Year's, and we will talk to you on Tuesday when we come back to kick off 2023. Believe it or not.
I know.
Oh.
I know. By the way, did you say made you think?
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Store. 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.